Hi, this is Raul Gallegos, and welcome to the audio walkthrough of Shades of Doom version 1.2. This is the third file. In this one, we will be covering area number 3. Right now, I find myself standing at the end of area 2, ready to press enter to continue on to level 3. And when I say area 2, area 3, level 2, level 3, I basically mean the same thing. Technically, I guess they're called areas, but you can consider them levels since you're using an elevator to get from one to the other.
Level
3,
elevator, in 0 feet.
Okay, to kind of quickly recap, in this audio walkthrough, I will be demonstrating certain strategies and certain ways of getting past certain challenges. I will not be discussing everything, because there are different ways to do things. Right now, we find ourselves here,
east.
Facing east, and at coordinates...
2, 2.
Okay, so that tells us we're at the very southwest end of the entire area grid. Area 3 is kind of what I call the last of the gathering areas because it allows you to get a lot more ammo and also allows you to get the automatic bolt gun. And for the most part, the automatic bolt gun and the various forms of the different bolt guns you have are the more popular ones, at least with me. I mean, sure, you get a flamethrower, laser pistol, and biodisruptor throughout the higher levels, but for the most part, the bolt gun is the one that's used very popularly. Okay, so now I'm walking forward.
In 11 feet.
There's a door off to my left. As soon as I open this door, there's going to be a mutant human there with an automatic bolt gun.
Semi-automatic bolt gun.
So I'm going to turn on my semi-automatic and my scope so that I can have him targeted.
Elevator in
15 feet. Side step left. And he's gone. There's two of them. I didn't even catch that. Alright, let's close this door behind us.
Automatic bolt gun in 20 feet.
Okay, again, that warbly sound tells us there's more than just one item to pick up.
Whoa!
Automatic bolt gun vacant. Door in 2 feet. Door in 18 feet.
Alright, let's toggle with the O key and see what else we have.
Door in 5 feet. Door in 5, door in 15 feet.
Okay, so we pretty much got everything. If we check our ammo now...
482.
Okay, and that will increase. There's several creatures here in level 3 that have some more ammo for us to get. If I go off to my right...
Feet.
I'm going to come across one of those little rooms. Now I'm doing a sidestep to the right now. Right there. You can kind of hear that. There's a little, you know, the low rumbling sound tells me that there's a corner there. And I briefly did hear the low rumble of the equipment in that room. There's a tiny room in there. Usually there'll be some chips there, or sometimes there's a monster there. So we're going to go ahead and go into that. I'm not going to describe it as much in detail, because I already did in Area 1.
South.
And
feet.
It's a good thing I went in there because
South security vacant. Data wafer in 9
we
feet.
Have some things.
Blue data wafer vacant. East.
Now this room
door
here has a door
in 18 door. Feet.
Which is locked.
West.
There's a room later on in the area which allows you to unlock it.
North.
And then you just have to come back. There we go. Okay,
door
so now we're back
in
into the original
feet.
Room that we were
door
in.
In 8 feet.
Whoa!
North.
And let's go in. We're going to hear our emergency
door
equipment
in
here.
Feet.
There it is.
Please evacuate the base.
Door in 4 feet.
Emergency.
Okay.
East.
Now, if we go east here, there's a little hallway here.
South.
And then
door
this is going to take us to this room.
Feet.
This is that same room that was locked on the other side. Okay, so.
North.
So that kind of gives you an idea of the layout. This area here has many hallways which turn off into different directions. You can either go left or right or, you know, whatever. If you don't know the area very well, this is where Control V to put in markers will help you a lot. Okay, so we're going to go back past the emergency equipment here. And at the end of this hallway, there's a little turn off. Now see here, I can either go off to my right into another hallway, or I can go straight into a door. So we're going to put a marker here.
Mark.
Because this is a point of decision. and we find ourselves with some company. And again, the same principle applies. I don't want to use too much of my ammo. And since I got the automatic bolt gun, I could have easily used that, but I don't like to waste bolts when I don't have that many.
478.
And believe me, they can go quickly.
Projectile ammunition in 18 feet east.
However, we are going to get some more here.
Projectile ammunition taken. Make it in 4 feet west. South.
Just kind of walking around it there.
Magic taken. Data wafer in 11 feet west. North. Yellow. Data wafer faced.
Right.
North. West. South.
There we go.
West. South.
And let's go back out to the end of the room here. Close the door behind us.
Marker one.
And there's our marker that we left.
East.
Okay, so now.
North.
Facing north is back where we were before we went into the room. There's the hallway to my right.
East. Door in 5 feet.
And again, if you don't remember if you visited here before, V
no.
will tell you, so we know that we're going into new territory.
North.
This turns to the north. And at the end of this passage here, see, there's turnoffs to both left and right. So let's mark it right here.
Marked. West.
And we need to go left first.
Door in 5 feet.
Now, this room here is typically going to have a cyborg and a mutant human in it.
North.
And there they are. They're not disappointing.
21 feet. North.
Now, what I did to realign myself back to the north position because I was facing east a little bit.
17 feet.
Is I use a letter R key. And that snapped me right back to north.
North. 19 feet. North.
So that R key definitely comes in handy. Alright, now let's see what we have.
Whoa!
Data wafer in 19 feet. East. Yellow data wafer taken.
At the end of this room.
Feet.
Oh, that's very nice, a med kit.
Med kit taken. Blinking button in 18 feet.
Doing a little side step to the right instead of turning. Okay, this blinking button here. There we go.
West.
That unlocks that door from that little room at the very beginning of the level. But since we already got what was in there, we don't really need to go back.
Door in 5 feet.
Okay, now we're going to come up to a junction here where we can go straight or we can turn to the right. Control N tells us some information about that.
The passage continues in 10 feet. There is a passage to the right in 13 feet. The passage turns sharply to the right.
Okay, so that means that we can go straight. However, in 10 feet we can turn to the right, and in 30 feet we're going to end anyway and turn to the right. So, as I walk across this threshold here.
Marker 2.
We find ourselves at a marker. This is where we were when we were facing north.
North.
So see, I'll face north and back up a little bit.
Marker 2.
So there it is. What happens here is we're at that junction where we initially went left. However, this time we're going to go right.
East.
Or basically continue the way we were after getting out of the room. Okay, this hallway ends.
South.
And we go to the south for a ways. Now this here is going to end and go into a sort of UE.
East. Door in 4 feet.
Right there. I can go off to my left, and there's a long hallway which takes me to another junction. Or I can go to my right.
Mark.
And go into what I call the radio and treasure room.
South. File grenades.
Now, the reason I call it the radio and treasure room is because of all the creatures in here, there's also lots of items just lying around.
66 feet. East.
All right, north. Let's go north a little bit to get away from these guys. A grenade ought to take care of most of them.
File grenades. 40 feet. South.
Alright, so I'm turning south and shooting a grenade. And actually, not shooting a grenade, I meant to say I'm throwing a grenade. Let's put our bolt gun back on.
Semi-automatic bolt gun. 47 feet.
I suppose I could have thrown the grenade a little further. But I'm wondering if they got a little hurt from the grenade, because not that many bolts took both of them out.
Data wafer in 19 feet. Marker 3.
Whoa! Whoa! There's another cyborg.
23
feet. And he's kind of walking to the right. There we go.
East.
All right.
White data wafer.
Let's start picking up everything that we find here.
Taken. Bio grenades. In 3 feet. Bio grenades. Taken. Data wafer in 19 feet. White data wafer taken. Medjet in 11 feet. Medjet taken. Data wafer in 15 feet. White data wafer taken. Data wafer in 8 feet. White data wafer taken. Scope battery in 17 feet.
Quite a bit of stuff. So I'm just kind of doing a little sidestep.
Taken. Security chip.
And walking
in
forward.
19 feet.
And there's our second security chip. We can actually even go to the end of this level without having to go to different areas. Because remember I said this area here is separated off enough that you can make choices as to where you're going. Okay, now here I'm going
to
use my D key, which
right.
is my interactive scan to,
equipment to the left.
See if I've missed anything, and I haven't.
North. East.
All right, so we're done.
Marker 3.
And there's that marker. So now I'm facing that second north-south hallway here from that UE.
Door in 11 feet.
And I'm going to walk to the end of this hallway, which takes me to another point where I can make a decision on turning right here.
Marked.
So here, I can turn to the right and follow the hallway there and go to the end of the level because I already have both of the security chips. Let's check our wafer status with F6.
Data wafers green, 0, blue, 1, yellow, 2, white, 19. Data wafers not found, 2.
But I'd still have 2 more data wafers, and more than likely they're in the area that's off to the left.
West.
So let's do that. Okay, so this turns off to the right here. And another
east.
Right turn. And this is going to come up to a room that has 3 doors. One where I come in on the west side of the room, one on the south side of the room, and one on the east side of the room. And usually there'll be a monster in here.
Feet. Door in 19 feet. Door in 19 feet.
All right, let's hit the O key to toggle the items in our EVA that's in the range of the EVA.
Projectile ammunition in 7 feet.
I like that.
Taken. Door in 18 feet.
Door okay, so as you heard, it was basically picking up the door on the right, which is the south door, and then this door right here on the east end of the room. Now we can count our ammo.
675.
Here comes a scientist. He's gone. When I heard him, I basically turned on my scope and sidestepped to the left a little bit. I usually like walking down these hallways here because you never know if there's anything just kind of lying around for you to pick up.
North.
So we just basically follow these hallways. So we went east a little bit and then south, and then it curves around in a UE to the north. And now we go west again.
West.
Kind of wrapping around that room.
Door.
And as a matter of fact, that door off to our right is the door that's on the south end of that room we were in where we killed the 2 creatures. But we can go more to the south here. Okay, right here, there's a turnoff to our left, and then you can hear there's a turnoff to our right. That's actually one of those corner things again.
East.
So you can use it either
door
way.
In
however,
6 feet.
You have a door west. To get into that room right here. And I'll bet you that the other
data
2
wafer.
Data wafers are here.
White data wafer taken. Data wafer in 12 feet.
And I was right.
White data wafer taken south. East. Door in 7 feet.
Okay, and off to the right, the south hallway continues here. There's no more doors, no more entrances, but I'm just kind of going there just to see if there's anything else just lying around. And there's not.
North.
All right, so I'm going to go back north. V will tell me
yes.
that yes, I have visited here before.
door in
There's that door
feet.
That we just went in through. And then we have the little zigzag.
West.
Turn off.
Door in
okay.
16 feet.
This is going to take us to the south entrance of that three-door room.
Door in 6 feet. West.
So now we go west and go back out the way we came in.
South. Marker 4.
Okay, there's our marker. So this is where we put that marker when we had a choice to go left or right when we were facing north. Since we're facing east, this is like we just turned to the right. So here we're going to new territory. V tells me that...
No,
I haven't visited here before,
south.
So that confirms it.
West.
Yeah, this area initially was a
south.
Source of confusion for me when I was playing it because of the different choices of where you could go. And we're pretty much done with all the creatures.
East.
It's just a matter of
south.
Getting to the end of the level. Okay. Shift D here
gas jet
tells me that's
feet.
A gas jet. Usually you can shoot it.
South.
Or you can just walk through it or walk beside it, and it'll be fine. Okay, we're at the end of this hallway
east.
Here.
Door in.
And there's
feet.
A door here, which is locked.
Magic
quantity 8.
This is where we use one of our two security chips that we've gotten.
Proxy security chip.
I'm using the second one.
Unlocked. Door in 6 feet. Elevator in 10 feet.
Now one would think, why do you have a second security chip?
West. North.
So I'm walking east. To the elevator here.
Locked.
And it's locked, so you would think, okay, I have the second security chip, so let's
magic.
Use that.
Security chip.
But it doesn't work.
North.
So upon further exploring of this room, you'll find that at the northwest
west.
Corner of this room,
wooden
which,
crate.
In 17 feet.
By the way,
north.
Is...
70 by 30 feet.
There is an exit from the room to the left.
Okay, 70 by 30 is pretty big. There's a crate here.
Locked.
And that's locked, however...
Time security chip.
Unlocked.
That's where the security chip opens it. So logically... The security chip to unlock the elevator is located inside this crate. However, experience will tell you that as soon as you open this,
south.
You want to walk away. And that's why we have a
gelatinous blob
30 feet
away from us.
Biogrenades. Door in 6 feet. 9.
We have 9 biogrenades. I figure we could either throw a biogrenade at him.
Automatic bolt gun 670.
We have enough ammo. Usually I like to leave this area here with about 500 ammo or more. So we could easily just use a lot of ammo to get rid of them.
42 feet.
Let's walk a little closer, though, so we don't have to use as much.
22 feet. 23 feet.
Right about there.
21 feet. 18.
All right, he's gone.
Security chip
in 16 feet.
And sure enough, there's
security
our security chip.
Taken. Message 3. Green.
And
great.
In 17
the message.
Feet. South.
Okay, so we're done, and we have ammo still.
634. Door in
so we're good.
Feet. Elevator in 18 feet.
Now all we have to do is unlock the elevator.
Locked.
Matchbox time. Security chip.
Unlocked.
And this concludes Area 3. We'll see you next time for Area 4 of Shades of Doom walkthrough for Shades of Doom version 1.2.